Hello and welcome to Rude Alchemy Live, where we're going to be performing Sherlock Holmes, the Christmas special.
Yeah.
I'm Andy.
My name is Andrew.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Ryan.
And if you've never listened to one of our live shows before, hopefully you'll be pleasantly... you'll have a good time, because what we're going to do is we're going to take a classic old-time radio script of a Sherlock Holmes episode. This is from 1945. You guys remember 1945?
Mm-hmm.
Very uneventful year in history. And we are going to take that script and put our own little spin on it.
And we haven't rehearsed this. In fact, not everyone has even read all of it completely through. I won't name names. But so there's no – this is just Rowan. Us – just doing a terrible job of reading an old radio script. That's it.
That's it. You got it. Absolutely. Okay. Let's see if we can do a check-in. We've got 5 viewers right now, guys. That's pretty darn good.
Oh.
Ryan is disappointed.
Viewers, I believe you're able to chat with us, but I don't know how. So we'll deal with that later. Okay.
Just sent my wife a text message saying, hey, it's really easy to root out.
Uh-oh.
God, she's not logged on.
That's great. I'm really happy about that. All right, shall we get underway, fellas?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yes.
From the life of Sherlock Holmes will be transmitted to our men and women overseas by shortwave and through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Petri Wine brings you Andrew Kane and Ryan Whalen in The New Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. The Petri family, the family that took time to bring you good wine, invites you to listen to Dr. Watson tell us another exciting adventure he shared with his old friend, that master detective, Sherlock Holmes. Well, right about now, you're probably taking a little breather in your last-minute rush to get everything ready for the big day tomorrow. Children have to be put to bed to wait for Santa Claus, and there's the tree waiting to be decorated, and oh, a million and one things which must be done before morning. I sure hope you got all your Christmas shopping done, or Hanukkah shopping, or... It's pretty hectic rushing off at the last minute to take care of Uncle Charlie or Aunt Bertha or Cousin Sam. But if you must get something, just remember that you can always dash over to your wine merchant and get a bottle or two of Petri wine, or better yet, a whole case of Petri wine. Petri Wine's a swell gift, and I just thought a little last-minute suggestion might be of some help. And now, I'm sure our good friend Dr. Watson is waiting for us. Let's go in and join him. But first, I'm going to knock on the door.
Come in. Come in. Come in. Oh, there you are, Mr. Announcer.
Oh, say, Doctor, I can see you're gonna have yourself quite a Christmas. Big tree in the corner with colored lights on it. Where'd you get those? Table covered with presents? You must be mighty popular.
They aren't all for me, my boy. You see, I'm having a Christmas party tomorrow for my housekeeper's little nieces.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to dress up as Santa Claus for them.
Well, I'm sure you'll look very convincing in the part. Oh, by the way, Doctor, I brought you a little present.
Oh, really?
Here it is. I hope you like it.
Oh, it's good of you, Mr. Announcer. I've got one for you, too. Took here somewhere. You mustn't open it until tomorrow. Here you are, my boy.
Thanks a lot, Doctor. And, now, how's about tonight's story? Last week, you told us you'd chosen an adventure with a lot of Christmassy atmosphere.
Oh, Christ. Yes, Mr. Announcer. My story begins on another Christmas Eve many, many years ago, to be exact. In 1886. At the time the adventure occurred, I must confess, I didn't quite understand what was going on myself. In fact, I never did quite make head or tails of it until Holmes took pity on me later and explained the whole thing. But I shan't try to confuse you, Mr. Announcer. I'll tell you the story exactly as it happened.
Right you are, Doctor. Let's go.
Very well. On that Christmas Eve in 86, I was standing in our Baker Street Holmes rooms, dressed in the costume of Santa Claus. Holmes, his long, thick fingers pressed together, lay back in an armchair and gazed at me. He gazed at me quizzically, I'd say, while our housekeeper, Mrs. Hudson, stood by the door and fingered
Gus Grom, Santa Claus.
Oh, doesn't he, Mrs. Hudson? Try the beard on, Watson, old chap.
I'm afraid this is going to be a little uncomfortable. Okay. Oh, there. How does it look?
Yes, Watson, it really becomes you. The cheery twinkle of the eyes, the ruddy complexion, and the appropriate girth. What a shame we can't obtain some snow and a sleigh and reindeer for you. However, I'm sure Mrs. Hudson's nieces will be very much impressed.
Sir, to the house with in the hospital, and my sister for Christmas without you.
Oh, I shall enjoy myself, but I think I'll take this beard off before we get there. It smells like, you know, after you've slept on a pillow for too long and it gets that, you know, it's not that you're dirty, it's just that your hair, you know, and it just gets really rubbed in there. I kind of like the smell, but not when it's someone else's. But anyways, that's it. Are you ready to leave, Mrs. Hudson?
I am.
All righty, Mrs. Hudson. How far do we have to go?
Oh, Gardens, number 8. It's just...
all right. I'm going to be honest, Mrs. Hudson. Your audio keeps on coming in and out on my end, but I'm going to pretend you finished your line. Oh, it's not that far, but bearing in mind my costume, I suppose we'd better take a cab.
Get one.
Holmes. Jesus Christ. Holmes! Holmes!
Yes?
What are you going to do with yourself? I hate leaving you alone on Christmas Eve.
Oh, don't worry, old chap. I shall spend a profitable evening writing on my new monograph.
Oh, what's this one about?
An analysis of teeth marks on pipe stems with particular regard to indicated character.
Oh, I hate teeth marks on pipes, huh, Holmes? Oh, gracious me, how exciting. Well, I must be going.
Don't forget your sack of presents, old fellow.
Oh, great Scott! No.
When you come to distribute them, you'll find that I took the liberty of adding a few trinkets on my own behalf.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you, Holmes.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Holmes, but there's a gentleman to see you. Says he's an old friend. This is Card. Can you hear me all right in there?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Mrs. Hudson. Oh, it's old Widecombe. Yeah. Splendid. Ask him to come up, please, Mrs. Hudson.
All right, sir. Hope you can still hear me all right.
I hear you perfectly. Thank you much. And I hope your party is a great success, Mrs. Hudson.
You don't want... Are you sure you don't want me to stay now that you have a visitor, I mean?
Oh, no. No, indeed, no, Mrs. Hudson. I can show the gentleman out myself. You go off and have a good time.
Thank you, sir.
I wonder what Lord William wants. But perhaps I should stay and give you a...
No, please, my dear fellow. Certainly not.
Excuse me?
You have far more important work to do. Widecombe probably wants his revenge at chess or something equally innocuous. Off with you, my dear fellow, and enjoy yourself.
No, you know what? Very good. That sounds just great, Holmes. Just the same, I wish you were coming with me. Okay, I'll see you later.
I shall be there. Come on up, Widecombe.
Hello, Holmes. Oh, evening, Watson. You make a very convincing Santa Claus. Are you leaving?
I'm afraid so, Lord Widdicombe.
Well, good night, then.
Yes, good night. Good night, sir.
How are you, Holmes? All alone on Christmas Eve, eh?
Yes, Widdicombe. Is it Widecombe or Widdicombe? Can we clarify that right now, please?
It's Wide.
Thank you.
Trust me.
Yes, Widecombe. I'm glad you came over to see me.
Mm-hmm.
What's it to be? An evening of chess? Or have you unearthed some recent treasure of medieval pottery that we can discuss?
Neither, Holmes. I've come to you in your professional capacity. I need help.
Oh, come now, Widecombe. Don't tell me that after all these years of quiet friendship, you're going to become a client.
Yes. I'm afraid so, Holmes, though I doubt if my problem will interest you very much. It's hardly up to your rather colorful standards. Care for a cigar?
Oh, thanks. Ah. Ooh. Ooh. Widecombe. Oh, devil. Oh, we just smoked the place right out, didn't we? Now, my dear Widecombe, what's your trouble?
I decided this year to have a little Christmas party at my town house. I'm quite comfortably off, as you know, and it occurred to me that I have several relatives and friends who are not as well off. I'm having a party for them tonight, Holmes, and I hoped you'd attend it disguised as Santa Claus.
Oh, my dear fellow, I have adopted many disguises in my time, but Father Christmas has never been one of them. Why do you want me to attend your party in disguise, in any case? Are you ashamed of your friendship with a private detective, or do you consider my features more acceptable when buried beneath the depths of a snowy beard?
My dear Holmes, do take me seriously. I'm not joking, I assure you.
Oh, of course you're not. You want me to attend your party in disguise. Why?
I'm giving some very valuable presents. Diamond and onyx cufflinks, platinum and ruby earrings and such like, and I've wrapped each of the presents in banknotes.
Dear me, where are these presents now?
In a sack, in charge of my butler.
Okay.
The sack, I put the sack in charge of my butler. You can't trust that butler.
Yeah, that shows us how much
properly, you but the sack.
Right. Sack is better than your butler.
In charge of my butler. And that's the sack right. is... Anyway, the presents are in the sack. Who is in charge of my butler? Wonderful. Now, I was going to dress up as Santa Claus and give them out myself until I got the warning letter. That's why I've come to you.
Warning letter, eh?
Yes. And B, here it is. I received it by this... Yeah, I received it by this evening's post. Listen to this. Mm-hmm. Let me just get it out here.
Okay.
There's the letter. My dear Lord Widecombe, your generosity with Christmas presents borders on ostentation. We do not approve. Either we receive £5,000 in sovereigns at Post Restaurant Box 379 by 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve, or I'm afraid your Christmas party will be conspicuous by its absence of presents.
Let me see that note, Widecombe, will you?
Oh, yes, here you are.
Thank you. All right. Plain paper torn from a penny notebook. Writing is obviously disguised in it. By George, yes! Widecombe, I'll accept the case. I'll come with you to your party at once, and furthermore, I shall follow your suggestion regarding a disguise. Dressed as Santa Claus, I shall be less likely to attract suspicion.
I'm delighted, Holmes, but what made you decide so suddenly?
Well, this writing, my dear fellow, this writing, though it's in a false hand, I'd know the characteristic M in my dear Widecombe. I've seen it too often at the beginning of a signature. Moriarty.
Morty? Morty who?
Moriarty.
He's more arty than who?
No. His name, the fellow's name... His surname is Moriarty.
Oh, he's a knight, Sir Moriarty.
I believe he's Irish, actually.
Ooh, gross.
No, I cannot trust that.
Anyway, who's he?
Well, yeah. He's one of the cleverest and most unscrupulous criminals in England. Widecombe, there's no need, there's no time to be lost. It's 6:30, half an hour beyond the deadline given you in this letter. We must go to your house at once.
There is the cat. This is as far as the...
Oh, here you are, cabby. Here's 5 shillings for you, and a Merry Christmas.
Oh, bless you, Governor, and a Merry Christmas to you, too.
Ah, you said you wanted to get into the house. That you could surprise.
Yes, I thought I'd pretend to come down the kitchen chimney.
Oh, you can. I'll go in the front door.
Splendid, Mrs. Hudson. Which is the house? Very, very well. In a gloomy little street, I must say. Oh. Hello, where's the music coming from?
Temple, doctor, something locked
Well, what on earth do you suppose that means?
Oh, triangle.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm not the only Santa Claus abroad tonight. Look at that fellow across the street over there.
Oh. Back to. Oh.
Great Scott! He slipped on the ice.
Here, here, man. Let me help you get up. Good luck.
Yeah, I'll help him too. Yes.
Oh, be careful now, Doctor. Don't die in a tree.
Oh, here you are, sir. Here you are. Now, steady, steady. Now give me your hand.
Thank you, sir.
Oh. Oh.
It's just very, very silly.
Oh, oh, yeah, we Santa Clauses have to help each other, you know? Yep, you come. Yep, that's it. Oh, shit. Oh.
Oh, my leg! Oh, my leg!
Gracious me.
Oh, Doctor, I'm falling too.
Oh, it's this confounded red coat of mine. It's tripped me up.
Hurt yourself, sir?
No. Oh, wait a second. No. I got a little bit of my pubic hair caught in my underpants. Let me... it's pulling. No, I'm all right, I think. how about you, sir?
I'm all right, thanks, Phil. What in it?
Here's your sack, sir.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night. Same to you, sir. Same to you. Oh, God, he went into that temple. Must be a disciple of the octagonal square.
You sure?
I'm going to... Yes. No, of course not, Mrs. Hudson. Give me my sack, please. Right now. Thank you. Now, your sister's house is the third one down the alleyway, you say?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yes. Yes, I'll be waiting for you, Mrs. Hudson. Oh, this is going to be rather fun. What a shame Holmes isn't with us. Oh, well, he's probably happier having a good game of chess with Lord Widdicombe.
This is my house, Holmes. My house. Number 39.
Oh, 39 Bronson Square, eh? Oh, and dear old Watson is just around the corner in Lexington Gardens and hasn't any idea that I've left Baker Street.
Sorry, I lost interest for a second. Yes, here you are, cabby. Some to tip for you, cab.
Thank you, sir. A medical.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Listen to that. Wonderful, beautiful carol singers.
Yes, we'll probably have our fill of them before this evening's over. just get to my door here. Yeah.
Good evening, my lord.
Yeah.
Good evening, my lord.
Okay. Thanks.
Lord.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Hargrave.
Good evening.
I knew I should have put the sack.
Good evening, my lord.
On the door tonight.
Good.
Have the guests arrived, Hargrave?
Sir, you brought another Santa Claus with you, I see.
Another Santa Claus? What do you mean I brought another Santa Claus with me, you see, my lord? What do you mean by that, I brought another?
Another Santa Claus? What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Gentlemen, Hargrave. Can you hear me? Hello?
God damn it, Hargrave.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Is a Hargrave something wrong with him?
Hello?
Well, I did confound find it. Him.
Hello?
Confound it. Confound both of you. Us. Where's the
basically,
study?
Basically, I think what he's trying can to say, I have me? To interpret for everybody here.
Can you not?
Is that
hello?
A gentleman arrived 3/4 of an hour ago dressed
hello?
Was, and Hargrave took him to my study and showed him the sack of presents. Oh, that's not good. That's bad.
So, confound it, first of all. He's got here before us. Where's the study?
This way. This way. Sorry, I haven't been there in so long. I don't
hello?
Do much studying anymore. Let's go. Let's run.
Use hello? Your feet.
Go.
Hello?
Hargrave?
Hello?
Yes, we got you, Hargrave. Buddy. Go ahead. Say what you want to say.
We normally care about like the first three syllables of what you say, and then it goes...
it's like a robot.
I don't know what a robot is. It's 1886. I don't know what a robot is.
I don't know what to do.
Mechanicron.
a mechanized, steam-powered...
Oh, yes. Perfectly.
Behemoth.
I understand it perfectly now. Thank you.
Hello.
Anyway, let's go into the study, shall we? Let me just open the
hello. Can anybody hear
yes,
me?
Yes, Hargrave, I can hear you, but only when I don't want to hear you.
I hope I didn't do wrong, my lord. You told me that a gentleman dressed in something here.
Uh-huh. Well, that's fine. And then what's the next thing that... say after I opened the study door, which I did probably 10 minutes ago at this point.
Dear me, the gentleman appears to have gone.
Yes, and the sack containing the presents with him. Oh, has the sack left me too?
He can't have left. I've been watching the front door.
Yes. Very good, Hargrave. I got almost all of that. And while you were doing that, he slipped out through the window here. The catch is undone. Hargrave, do me a favor. Describe, perhaps not slowly, but let's just sort of see if you can spit it out and describe this man. I'll see how much I can understand.
Chop out his appearance.
Okay.
I'm afraid
too, Hargrave.
He was dressed as Santa.
Just
like himself.
Oh, Santa
but
Claus.
I did notice one thing about him, sir.
Oh, what was that?
He lisped.
Oh, he lisped, yes.
I say.
Uh-huh.
It was quite...
Well, I tell you what. I tell you, Hargrave, that's
yes.
Actually quite useful. Stop
okay.
Now. Stop talking.
Okay.
I've identified the character by the speech
the
impediment.
By
his
the
name.
List.
You want to know what his name is? Don't tell me if you want to or not. I'm just going to tell you.
I would like to know.
His name is Lou the Lisper.
Who on earth is Lou the Lisper?
No, just one of Moriarty's most trusted accomplices. Fortunately, though, I've had no news of him lately through my underworld grapevine.
You know where he lives?
He's reputed to have some connections with a new cult that calls themselves the Disciples of the Octagonal Square. Their headquarters are just actually around the corner from here.
Then let's go there. At once!
Of course. And Hargrave...
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. Yes. Two Two words, I got both of them. Get a message to Scotland Yard as fast as you can.
Scotland Yard, yes.
Let me get through all of it first before you try to repeat it back to me. Ask for Inspector Lestrade and tell him to join me at the Temple of the Octagonal Square. Gardens. As soon as possible.
Very good, Hargrave. Hargrave is with us as part of a special program. And we're very happy to have him.
Thank you.
Say thank you to everybody.
Thank you.
For bearing with you. Say thank you for putting up with me.
Can you hear me?
Like we do every night.
Hargrave, I heard you asking if I can hear you. I heard that.
Oh, thank you.
All right, we're moving on.
Children are awful excited, Doctor. I just came down the chimney.
All right. Somewhat. Yep. I told the
children. You heard that?
We got it.
I'm not here, but we got it. I'm not in the room, but I got it.
Good.
I'll slip the beard on, right? And then I'll go into them, you know? All right. Let me just put this
on. That's not good at all.
There we are. Okay.
Oh, do I have... Will I announce to you, Doctor?
Yes, please, Mrs. Hudson. You read my mind.
All right, sir.
Poopy, poop!
Quiet now, children. Quiet now. Santa Claus... Oh, yeah, and he's brought you all the presents.
Oh, you sent me,
Hello, children.
Hi, Santa Claus. My name's Elsie. Did you bring me a present?
Now, just hold on a second, Elsie. Why don't we just, you know, just say hello first and... Well, you did, but you just ran right into the asking for the presents. But anyways, I did, Elsie. I did. I'll look in my sack in a minute. And what's your name, young man?
Bertie. And it's... Yeah. Can you hear me okay, Doctor?
Yes.
Bertie is also here as part of a special program.
That's right. Did you hear me?
Yeah, what? Bertie, yes, I heard you, okay? Yes.
I bet you had a... coming down the chimney. That... Did you hear that? You're so fat. Did you hear me call you fat?
Yeah, I'm going to let that one go, Bertie. I'm going to let that one go.
Okay. Oh, poor Santa Claus won't give you your presents.
And, look at this one. And, what's your name, little man?
Lionel. Oh, I'm sorry. I've got a cold.
Yes, I see you have.
Oh.
Oh, yes. So, yes. Well, children, gather round me. And, let me pull out my sack. And, I'll see what presents I've got for you.
Oh, what are that presents?
I feel like we missed the part where we sit on his lap. I really wanted to sit on his lap.
Oh, you can sit on my lap, Lionel. Come on.
Maybe we don't go quite that far with the Joker.
Now shut up, children. The first present. Do you want the presents or not?
Yes.
You want the presents or not? The first present is for drum roll. God, well, this can't be right. But it says for Her Grace, the Dowager Duchess of Dilly.
Can you still hear me? Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, Bertie.
Okay, good. Do you suppose Mr. Holmes is playing a practical doctor?
Well, I suppose so, but I can't see the point myself. But he did say that he'd added a few trinkets of his own.
I want my present!
For Christ's sake, Elsie! Then supposing you take this, Elsie.
Oh, cool! Thank you!
Yeah, okay, and this one is marked for... Oh, you've got to be kidding me. The Reverend Arthur Carter? Who is that? You know, I wonder what Holmes is up to. You know, he's a good friend, but here you are, Bertie.
Bertie, thank the man.
I said thanks! You did not hear me say thanks! I said right. Thanks!
All right, Lionel, who wears Lionel?
Did you hear me say thanks?
You're on my lap, Lionel.
Thanks!
All right. Okay.
Hey, Watson! I said thanks!
I heard you, Bertie.
Thank you, Watson!
Because you've been a good little boy, Lionel, here you are.
It isn't very big, is it?
Excuse me.
I wanted a dog.
Oh. Yeah,
nice big dog.
Good gracious me. Well, you know what? You know what, Liney? I'll bring you a dog next year.
Yay, unwrap it.
Dr. Watson, can you hear me? Yes, Mrs. Hudson. Look at the wrapping on these presents, Doctor. Why, they're £20 notes. Did you hear that?
Great Scott.
£20 notes.
Great Scott.
I got here. Hey, cool, look what I got. Look what I got.
Now, let me
see. Everybody, look what I got.
Why? Cufflinks. And diamonds. Bertie,
yeah.
Those are cufflinks. With diamonds and onyx.
Onyx ones.
Unless I'm very much mistaken.
I got some earrings. Look how they sparkle.
Let me see those, Elsie.
Ooh,
give them here.
Earrings.
Wow. Those bring out your eyes. I got a tell.
Good gracious. I swear that these are platinum and rubies. What in thunder's going on?
I want my earrings back.
You give it, or I'll cut you right here like a...
Well, all right, here you are. Doctor Watson. Well, I don't know, Mrs. Hudson.
Do you know what happened? Can you hear me?
I don't know what happened. I don't know, Mrs. Hudson. Perhaps my toys are still at the bottom of the sack. I can't understand it. I don't get it. I wish Holmes were here. I'm nothing without him. I mean, he's probably just dozing in front of our fire in Baker Street.
Holmes, where are you, Holmes?
Oh, I'm on page 14, but we've been doing this for about 38 minutes, so I can't quite figure out. Oh, you mean like locationally? Yes, well, I'm by the bed. This is the only room in the temple that gives any signs of having been lived in. I think our bird has been here, but I'm afraid he's flown. Wish Inspector Lestrade was here. Ah, just as I feared. Look under the bed.
A red coat and a beard.
Yes, Lou the Lisper has discarded his disguise and gone... And with him, I'm afraid, your valuable presence.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a sack lying on the floor. A sack! Sack, you've come back! I'm so glad. I need to put you back in charge of my household. Hargrave has gone a bit off the rocker. He's started to take really long baths. Very long. Hours he'll go on in the bath, and I hear him in there. He's just splashing around, making little sounds and sort of cooing to himself. But I have grounds to fire him, but I'm not gonna go in there.
Why don't you go ahead and take a peek in the sack?
Oh, sure.
Still page 14, by the way.
Oh no, this isn't my sack. Look what's in it.
What?
A toy dog, large box of chocolates, little girl's doll.
What in thunder? Why, this is Watson's sack.
Oh, I'd recognize Watson's sack anywhere.
But how on earth could Lou the Lisper have got hold of it?
Somewhere, somehow, he and Watson must have made an accidental change, and Lou the Lisper is no doubt trying to track Watson down at this very moment. We must work fast, Widecombe, or my friend's life and those of Mrs. Hudson and her relatives won't be worth a tinker's damn.
I'm sure you're quite right. Speaking of looking for Watson, if I look on my screen, he's not on there either.
Screen like so, a window screen?
Yeah. Oh, what? Here's somebody.
Oh my God.
Watson? Watson?
Oh God, yes.
Oh, thank God.
Oh yes, I can. My
So glad you're back. Okay, hold on, we're right back on track.
Ah, now, Doctor, you can't break off your story there.
Oh, yes, I can, my boy. Before I go on, I thought we'd have a glass of...
call me boy.
Okay, I can, my man. Before I go on, I thought we'd have a glass of port just to freshen up, you know?
Oh, well, that's something different. Of course. There it is. Instead of talking about port, as I sometimes do, it'll be nice to drink some for a change.
Oh, there you are, my man. And a merry... Yeah. All right. And right. A merry Christmas to you.
More of a man than you'll ever be. Same to you. And now, what happened next, Doctor? We left you at the children's Christmas party, and Sherlock Holmes and Lord Widecombe around the corner at the Temple of the Octagonal Square.
Yes, Mr. Announcer, and I'll take the air out of this. Although at the time, of course, I had no idea what was going on. There I was, cheerfully handing out gifts worth, well, not a king's, at least, a baronet's ransom. While outside the Temple of the Octagonal Square, Holmes and Lord Widdicombe were talking to Inspector Lestrade of Scotland Yard.
That's the case in a nutshell, Lestrade.
Yes, seems to me, Lord Widecombe, you'd have been wiser to get in touch with Scotland Yard. A warning note. Nabbed him when he, lack of presence. Did you get all that?
Yeah, close enough. Go ahead.
You know that? What I was saying. Would have been wiser to get in touch with us.
Yeah, we know.
Lestrade, this is no time for postmortems. Okay, we've got to reach Lou the Lisper before he finds Dr. Watson.
Do you suppose he can do that, Holmes?
No, it wouldn't be difficult. Lou the Lisper is nearly as clever as his master, Professor Moriarty. The chances are that you were followed when you came to Baker Street tonight, Widecombe, and it's equally likely that Watson and Mrs. Hudson were followed as they left it. Moriarty seldom leaves anything to chance.
Well, where did Mr. Watson go tonight?
28 Lexington Gardens. It's just around the corner from here. Yeah.
Heard what, I hear, I say?
And frighten our quarry away?
Yep.
No, Lestrade.
You sure?
Lestrade, we must use a little subtlety. Now, Lou the Lisper wishes to recover that sack of presents from Watson. How would he invade the party with the least possible trouble?
By dressing up as Santa Claus again.
No, I think he's overplayed that role for one evening.
Well, then how would he try to get in, Mr. Holmes?
Okay, come now, Lestrade. What group of people can enter any house on Christmas Eve without invitation, without creating suspicion?
Hookers.
The carol singers.
Yeah, the carol singers.
Exactly. Was for Widecombe. Just to be clear, my exactly was for Widecombe, not for Lestrade. Exactly, my dear fellow. I shouldn't be at all surprised if at this very moment Lou the Lisper and some of his gang are singing carols outside 28 Lexington Gardens.
Well, then what are we going to do?
Form a rival choral society. How many of your men did you bring with you? Are they wearing great coats is really what matters.
Did you not hear me say I have three and a
yeah, two but constables. Are they wearing great coats? Okay, good. Hey, you know what? That's great news because they can hide their helmets and pretend to be singers. Come on.
Did you get that?
Yeah, come on over. Let's get over there. And while we're walking, we'll rehearse our carols. We must appear reasonably convincing. Sound your A, Lestrade. Sound your A.
You're funny.
Hey.
Yeah. What does it line on?
Take me for a ride.
Yeah, Lionel, go ahead. Lionel, do you want some Vicks Vapor Rub?
Take me for a ride on your back, Santa Claus. I want to get on your back.
No, he mustn't make Santa Claus too tired, Lionel. Not that anyone can do the fuck what I'm saying.
No, Mrs. Hudson, that's all right, Mrs. Hudson.
You heard
Hop
it.
On, Lionel, hop on.
Good King Wenceslas was hard on the feast of Sleepin, and the sun like a lady cold and crisp and even.
The singing Christmas carols outside the door.
Oh, isn't that got a turn for a Saturn?
Yes, of course they can. Ask them to come in, Mrs. Hudson, will you?
Hey, come on, Santa Claus, let me get on your back, too.
No, all right, Elsie, okay, take it easy. Oh, there we go, yeah.
I want to see your reindeer, Saint. I want to see
my reindeer.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, okay. Bertie, they're on the roof. They're on the roof. There's nothing I can do about it.
I'll climb up and see him, won't I?
No, you won't. Get back here, Bertie. You mustn't do that. They're asleep, okay? They're asleep. Leave them alone. No touch. Okay. All right. Here are the carol singers. Off you get, children. Get the hell off my back. Oh, there we go. That's it. Oh, that's the sciatica. Yeah, that's it. Now, good evening, gentlemen. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening and Merry Christmas.
Would you like to sing some carols to the children, please? You know, after that, I'm sure you'd like a drop of, something to warm you up.
That a lot.
Okay, haven't I met you somewhere?
Thank you, sir.
Haven't I met you somewhere before, my man?
I'm sure you haven't. Come on, men. Let's sing good. Did you get any of that? Did you get it?
Look down, into his gimp and kept him in a box.
Can anybody hear me? Well, here we are outside the house. But what the fuck does it matter?
Okay, shush. Listen. Listen. You hear that? Lou the Lisper and his men are already there.
Are we going in now? Yeah, are we going in?
In a moment. Now, men, fellow policemen, do you have your truncheons ready?
Yes, Mr.
All right, splendid. Now, remember, when we're inside and I yell Merry Christmas at the top of my voice, you bring out your truncheons and get Lou the Lisper and his gang out of there as quickly as possible. Don't arrest them until you get them outside again, Lestrade. I don't want to frighten the children.
Right you are, Mr. Holmes. We're ready. Just give us the...
Okay. Good.
Ah. Oh, yes, that was very nice singing. It's calmed me right down. And now, how about something to warm you all up?
That won't be necessary, Dr. Wall. All of you, they run.
You know, who are you? What do you think you're up to?
Please don't. To hurt you. Did you get any of that?
That would be to summarize.
Not get any of that?
Lou said that.
Very little.
Very little? Lou was saying. You fucking serious?
Lou the Lisper was
typical
saying,
doctor.
Yeah, to not be.
All I want
is threatening everybody.
Is the jewel? Did you get that? The fact?
Yeah, but I have a question.
Okay, I want the jolt out of the sack.
Excuse me.
Hey, I'll have to hurt you.
Yeah, he's threatening everybody. Lou, why do you talk so funny? You got a cold like me?
Doctor, where are the jewel?
No.
Where are the jewel?
Illegal occupiers of Palestine.
Oh, curse it. There are more cattle fingers outside.
Shall I tell them to go away, Lou?
No, better let them come in. If we don't, they might get the...
Yeah, all right, Lou.
Nothing?
If you don't, they might get suspicious. Yeah, that sounds about right. I suppose you know what you're up to.
No. I'm giving a long arm. I fell half... After that?
Well, I don't mind about that, but just remember, there are children present, please.
How are ye, matey? You were here before us, hey? Well, what do you say we all join in a little cow for the nippers, hey? Yeah,
all right. What do you want?
How about we sing a Hark the Herald Angels Sing, hey?
All right. Come in, man. Let's sing.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Glory to the Lord. Merry Christmas!
Get him out! Look, they're hitting each other on the head.
Dr. Watson, what's happening? They're all hitting each other with truncheons.
Here, you can't do that. They're all going away. They're dragging each other out. Hey, come back here.
Oh, this is terrible.
Holmes! Oh, what in thunder's going on?
I'll explain it to you later, old chap. Lestrade?
Yes, Mr. Holmes.
Take them to Scotland Yard and prefer charges. I'll be over in a little while and give evidence.
Right you are, sir. Too bad we didn't catch Professor Moriarty, too, huh?
Well, at least we have some of his cohorts. I'll see you later, Lestrade.
You know, I wish I knew what was going on here. Is Moriarty mixed up in on this business?
Yes, Watson, and I'll tell you all about it as soon as I've straightened this thing out. Widecombe?
Yes, Holmes?
The 20-pound notes that you used as wrapping for your gift seem to have been scattered all over the house. Do you want me to recover them, too?
No. From what you've told me of the children, I think their parents could use the money much more profitably than my relatives. In any case, I can replace it.
A very generous Christmas gift. Well, children, did you enjoy the little game we staged for you?
It was a lot of fun.
Yes, I nearly died laughing when they started hitting each other.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, children. And now I want you to show me the presents you received.
But I got these pretty earrings.
Oh, well, they were part of the game, too. A nice little girl like you doesn't want silly earrings, Elsie. For some reason I know your name. Here's a beautiful doll for you.
Cool. Her eyes open and shut and everything.
And what did you get, my little man? You really are a man. You're a man. Okay. Well, yeah. Cufflinks. Good gracious. Well, who wants cufflinks when he can have a clockwork train? You want to exchange?
Train? Good Lord, love a duck, yes.
Okay.
Personally, I wanted a dog. That?
Yeah, excuse well. Me.
Personally, I wanted a dog.
Oh, there's one for you, Lionel. A nice woolly dog.
Oh, cool. He's lovely.
And there you are, children. It's a nice big box of chocolates, too. You can all share them.
Oh, love me. What a night. I ain't had as much fun since Granny got a finger stuck in the plug hole, if you know what I mean.
Bertie has hair under his arm.
I still don't understand what's going on, Holmes, but I must say this has all the earmarks of being a happy Christmas.
Yeah, well, Mrs. Hudson?
Aye, Mr. Holmes.
How's the turkey coming along?
Oh, it'll be ready in a few minutes, Mr. Holmes.
Splendid. And while we're waiting, perhaps the children will oblige with something we haven't heard so far this evening?
Yes, yes, I know what you mean. A Christmas carol that really sounds convincing. How about it, children?
All right, sir. Come on, Elsie. Come on, Lionel. Let's get on.
Show
what it is. Nice. Christ has come.
Well, aye. Doctor.
Aye.
That was really a swell. A swell story. On a Christmas Eve like this, do you ever wish you were back in Baker Street celebrating Christmas there?
Oh, at times, yes. But actually, excuse me, Mr. Announcer, I'm very happy right here at my little home. There on the table is a beautiful little Christmas tree. There's a fine fire in my fireplace. My two dogs, Karen and Brenda, are sleeping peacefully at my feet. And best of it all, I've got the love of every child in the neighborhood. Yes. I've got a great deal this Christmas.
What do you mean by that last bit? Every child in the neighborhood.
Yes, the friendship, you know. They come over and to hang out with good old Uncle Watson, and they play in my basement with the model trains.
Oh. Okay.
Now, so... Point being, I have a lot to be thankful for. And what with the troubles of the world on the way to being settled, It looks as if this is the brightest Christmas that, well, that I've ever had.
What troubles of the world? What are you talking about?
Troubles? Well, you know, the... is this, what year is this?
1945.
Oh, 45. I thought, okay, all right, yes. Yeah, no, oh, well, the, you know, Hitler and the Nazis.
Ah,
and,
yes, Hitler. Yep. He's almost sewed it up for us, hasn't he?
Those guys. Oh.
No, anyway, that's so, how I feel about it too, Doctor.
Oh, yes, you know, and I hope that all our friends listening in are just as happy this Christmas Eve as we are. Or, and speaking not only for myself, but I know for all of us, and for the Petrie family too, we wish every one of you a happy Christmas from the bottom of our hearts. God rest ye merry gentlemen.
Sherlock Holmes Adventure was written by Dennis Green and Anthony, I'm going to say, Boucher, and was suggested by an incident in the Sir Arthur Conan Doyle story, The Adventure of the Blue Carbuncle, featuring the voices of Rue Alchemy, music composed by Mr. Benjamin J. Robb. I'm sure if the audience would be doing this right now.
Yeah. Clap for us.
That's what they're doing in their homes right
clap
now.
For us. Mm. Mm. Oh, God. Okay, well, that was...
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, Tom, it's perfect now. Perfect.
It was perfect at, like, the last three pages. I don't know what you did, but it was
I figured out the problem.
What was the fucking problem?
Well, I adjusted the bandwidth usage on Google Chat, on Google Hangout, and I think that helped.
So you figured it out at the last possible.
Well, why was it working perfectly before we went live?
I don't know.
Everybody could hear me fine before we started.
Uh-huh.
Are we still live right now? Are we still going?
Yeah, everyone, they're still, yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here's the live chat. I'm Rude Alchemy.
They've been live chatting the shit out of this. I've been watching them live chat. They're having a good old time.
Are there any questions that we should answer?
Oh yeah, do you guys have questions?
Subscribers now.
Derek Haynes, this will go on the podcast feed.
Yeah, it's going
to
go up on Sunday.
We pledged to you on our lives that we would put something on the feed every month, and if you'll notice, there's nothing in November, so I will have to cram this in before Friday, but it will happen.
Tom was not using a neighbor's Wi-Fi. He was using too much bandwidth. He was using too much bandwidth.
Where are you seeing these?
On the YouTube Live. People can ask questions and things.
Oh, I see it. I see it up here.
Don't read it, Tom. It's going to make you mad. So hey guys, thanks very much. Should we talk about what Christmas is going to be? We're doing a Christmas thing in December.
Yeah, we're doing that. You tell them, Andrew. You're the mastermind.
Yeah, we're doing a Christmas special. It'll be long-ish. It'll be longer than most recent episodes anyway. This episode was like an hour and 5 minutes long, but that doesn't count our like produced episodes. So it'll be a long-ish Christmas special, and I'm pretty sure it's going to come out on...
Hashtag Ryan is Hitler.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one too. December 24th, Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, this is going to drop into your laps, and you're welcome.
And the YouTube thing.
All right.
We love you guys.
We love you. Shout out to Catacomb Death Denizens, Gregory McClure, Ray Hernandez, Jen, just J-E-N, that's all. Aaron Ricklick and Hunter, the Dervish of Durbage, who was actually chatting it up. Are your ears still going to be blessed by Mud Rumpus? someday. Mudrumpus got backburnered while we got through the buffoon. And
come back in. I do want to apologize. Difficulty. It was unprofessional. And our listeners are standard than what we deliver.
Oh, it's fading out again. It's so appropriate. His apology really fading is out fading out.
So good.
This is awful. This is awful. You know what? I'm going to go.
Hey, we love you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. Thank you for listening.